I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Amnesty is on the table for Nigeria's biggest terrorist group, Boko Haram. President Goodluck Jonathan has given his committee 3 months to work, quote, magic. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says the problem is Boko Haram wants a state without Christians in it.
If that's what they really want, amnesty is not going to work.
Nigeria is already the deadliest place on earth to be a Christian, and yet...
Even in these situations, there are great things that God can do and is doing, and that can be our prayer in this, that we will see the kingdom advance in northern Nigeria, regardless of amnesty or no amnesty.
Next, nobody knows who kidnapped two Syrian bishops last week. News reports are speculating a connection with Chechen fighters linked to Al-Qaeda, but a Sat7 co-worker in Syria says there's a lot of misinformation surrounding the story. At this point, there's nothing new on the bishops' whereabouts. Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Will you join Sat7 in praying for these church leaders? And work usually stops when a missionary goes on home leave. Everyone waits for them to return to get things rolling again, but New Tribes Mission found a way around this in Brazil. A computer program called VC allows missionary Barry Spohr in Wisconsin to create Bible lessons with a co-worker in Brazil.
We are church planters, which is not just seeing people come to Christ, but we want to see that baby grow up to be a mature adult that can handle life in a responsible way. And so spiritually, that's what we're looking for.
The Bible lessons they're working on will help Brazilians grow in Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Middle East and North Africa needs prayer. Sat7's offering a free set of beautiful bookmarks to help you do that. Keep one in your Bible and share the others with friends. Get your free bookmarks at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.